Hello, everyone. This is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain a new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a Rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it, and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the Restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's a consulting session is I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so it's sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time, and then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one, and then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do, and then from there, there'll be a break, and then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you've listened to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything, but if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much, and yet they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family because it could make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live long, healthy, and happy life. So we'll be right back. Going to take a quick, short break. The regular listener of the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com. DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com.
Mr. Dan's been teaching health and fitness on the air since 1997. He's been lecturing worldwide since 1986. He is the inventor of the Hydrotone Fitness System. He actually holds 11 U.S. patents and 22 foreign patents in the fitness industry. He's lectured worldwide on fitness topics. He's helped thousands of clients, but he's really known as the trainer of the trainers. So he's helped a lot of the stars, movie and TV stars, but more importantly, he's trained the trainers that train them. He's actually certified hundreds of personal trainers. He holds a master's in fitness science and a PhD in nutritional science. So you're about to get some tremendous, tremendous insight in the world of health and nutrition from Dr. Dan. Dr. Dan, take it away.
Well, in fact, not to pat myself on the back, but my real education, though I got a lot out of working on the PhD, you learn about Krebs cycle, how the mitochondria processes energy, and all kinds of wonderful things. The real education came from interviewing all these top people in my field, reading their books, asking them questions, sometimes getting to know, like if they were coming to the town, I would sponsor them and have lunch with them, quizzing the heck out of them. So their life work, I would get to glean all that. I didn't have to spend the time in the laboratory to do all the research that they did on a particular area. And so I'd really be able to dive deep into their information. A lot of times, things that they don't say on the air, like if they have something about cancer, how to get rid of it, or some other deal, they may not be comfortable about saying it on the air, but they would tell me over lunch, and we would discuss different things. And then I would share with them what other experts had. Sometimes I would get quoted in their book, but it was really me cross-referencing people together. And so that has been a real blessing for me to be able to be in a situation, because I noticed in college, I took off really when I got to college. I was just a pretty good student in high school, but not fantastic, because I love to quiz people and get into it and really find out what's going on behind the scene. And so that, I just wanted to mention that. There's some other things I wanted to mention, but right now we're going to talk about blood pressure. But blood pressure really is indirectly and directly the number one killer. They say stress is. Stress is the number one killer because it affects blood pressure. And blood pressure affects everything. Every organ in your body, if you have excessive blood pressure, you're doing damage to those organs, whether it's your eyes, your brain, your heart, the nerves on the end of your feet that go numb, your fingers, men have erection problems, women have a similar problem, but they don't, it's not talked about. Your internal organs of your gut, everything. You can't digest well if the blood flow is not there. And so your lungs, your heart and lungs are really a combination system. Now, a lot of people think in terms that when they breathe, that oxygen is the primary way that they satisfy. But really, oxygen, to bring in an oxygen delivered to the blood, is only done there to bring oxygen to the mitochondria. The mitochondria, what they call cellular respiration, is what it's all about. If you have weak mitochondria, I don't care how much you can suck in some air or how much air they force into your lungs, you still are not going to be able to process it. And the reason you want oxygen, they believe, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of years ago or billions of years ago when life first started forming on this earth, the oxygen levels, if it was too high, would have killed life. We would have never come in, our physical body, now I'm not talking about our souls, but our physical bodies would have never come into existence if we didn't have mitochondria. Mitochondria is a separate organism that knew how to process oxygen. And it blended with became our cells, but it blended and processes that oxygen and helped us make energy. But oxygen, just like when you have a campfire, it burns things. But to control that internal burning, that fire, to process the food, the nutrition you take in, that's what it's all about. And that determines how healthy your heart is. But when it comes to blood pressure, we talk about cholesterol buildup. When I was young, cholesterol average was 220. Then when they came out with statin drugs, they started trying to lower that. So they started saying, oh, it has to be 160. People have heart attacks when their cholesterol is 100, the same as people that have heart attacks at 300. It's like a U-shaped statistical curve. At too low, people die. They don't die necessarily of heart attacks. They die of suicide and car wrecks because you need a certain level of cholesterol to create the hormones that help your everything else function and make you feel good. So too low is not a good thing, and too high. And cholesterol medicine represses the cholesterol that comes out of your liver. Your liver produces 80% of your cholesterol. So it tries to drive that down. But the cholesterol medicine that's known to break the Achilles tendon, it's strange that it works that way, but that's one of the negative side effects. It causes depression, and it doesn't extend life. Though it lowers cholesterol, people don't live longer. What you're concerned about is inflammation. If the cholesterol in your arteries is affected by inflammation, by a lot of oxidants, free radical versions of oxygen and other oxidation minerals and stuff that can cause damage. If that happens, or if your immune system is attacking the lining of your blood vessels, it turns that cholesterol, instead of a soft white cloud, into a sticky BB, like the protein A, and it sticks it to the side of the artery till it builds up. And if calcium builds up there, then you got a really hard-coated little patch, or some people say it's trying to be a patch, but it coats that. Well, your artery lining is supposed to replace itself about every 3 days. But then you have that hard spot there. MK7, which we have in Restore, helps break down that calcium and put it back into the bones where it's supposed to be. When you're too acidic, then you leak out calcium out of your arteries. And so it ends up, you get more calcium in your blood than you're supposed to have. So there's a window of everything where you want so much of this, but not too much of that. The ideal pH of your cells is 7.34 to 7.4. Some people think having higher pH is what they want. In some cases, if you have really low pH, if you're someone with cancer or some other issues going on, you may want to raise it higher for a little while, but you don't want to really do that day in, day out. We all thought that 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Oh, we got to drink a lot of pH water and raise that. Well, here's what happens. Is your stomach acid is your first defense against bacteria, virus, and fungus getting into your gut. People that are vegetarians that don't eat any meat, they have a problem there because their hydrochloric acid goes down, and now things are getting into their gut. And so they need to take betaine-HCl and apple cider vinegar a lot. They need to take it on a regular basis because they're losing that defense. The body adapts to what you eat, and when you eat meat, it produces more hydrochloric acid. So it's important to do that. I had a lady, very sweet lady, listen to me and Dr. Kaz Ingram talking one time on the radio. And Ingram was talking about that all the societies that live long eat a little meat. Not necessarily poorhouse steak, but they eat a little meat in their diet. And it said it's necessary, and he was explaining stomach acid and everything. And she met me at one of the health food centers and said, well, I like everything you guys said, except I don't agree with that. And then she told me she'd had Crohn's disease for 20 years. And I asked her how long she'd been a vegetarian. And she said 25. And her husband picked up on that real quick. He wasn't happy with me. But I was trying to let her realize that actually by cutting all that out, she's lowered her stomach acid. And now fungus and bacteria could go in and irritate her lining of her gut and bring on Crohn's disease and other problems. So we go overboard in this field where, like we used to use coral calcium to raise the pH. Dale, I just lost the network. Are you guys still there?
I'll run the board. Well, you just keep talking. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Everything's good.
Okay. You need a little raise in pH, which can be good for the heart, but you need to measure it with a saliva test and see where your pH is. Now, I'm getting a little off track. The things that cause your high blood pressure, firstly, is a sedentary lifestyle. Sitting on our butt, they say, is as bad as smoking. So if we sit too long, we're supposed to get up every hour, 2 hours, do a little exercise, do some squats, do something, move around. We're not an animal that is designed to sit, but we do. And we sit and work on a computer, look at our phone, and don't move. It's really bad for the cardiovascular system. Second thing, we eat inflammatory foods. Sugar and starch is very inflammatory. And sugar is as addicting as cocaine, actually more addicting. But fortunately, we have sweeteners out there that aren't bad for you, like monk fruit, for some people, stevia, and even maybe the coconut flour and stuff, the sweeteners from the coconut. And there's a few others out there. Allulose is a new one that they're using a lot of. Those don't have the harmful effect that the others, but regular old sugar, and the worst offender is high fructose corn syrup. That's this one doctor I interviewed from Colorado University. He said that is what's brought on heart disease, high blood pressure, and many other diseases more than any other thing, which is really taking corn syrup, running it through a tube with enzymes in it, and turning it into this very concentrated high fructose corn syrup. And when that came out in the market, it first was used just a little bit. Now it's even in the white pack of sugar that someone might use and put in their coffee in a restaurant. Half of that's corn syrup. It's in everything if you don't know to look for it. He traced all these diseases that came from that. So you got to be aware of that. We're not meant to eat the level of sugar we are. Our great-great-grandparents, they ate about 10.5 pounds of sugar a year. The average amount of sugar that we eat is over 160 pounds. Our pancreas, our body is not meant for that. And you got to remember,
Dr. Dan,
yes?
In about 3 minutes, we're going to start calls in 3 minutes.
Okay. Okay. You don't want, when you eat sugar, that nice little sweet sugar is like acid in your blood vessels. And it's inflammatory. And so it's going to cause you problems. And then Google's trying to sell me an advertisement while I'm talking to you. It's going to cause you problems. And so you've got to go on low carb or keto diet. And you got to become aware of what what foods are high in carbohydrates. So you look up the glycemic index and the glycemic load. Both of those are important. The glycemic load is probably more important than the glycemic index. Because you can have, like if you juice a carrot, that's very high in sugar. But if you eat a carrot, it's so much of its fiber, it wouldn't affect you much. And so look up the glycemic load. The second thing you do is look up inflammatory oils and oils that are good for you. Oils that are good for you are olive oil, very good for the heart. The most important one is omega-3. So you can eat salmon. You can eat mackerel, cold water fish. Regular old fish doesn't produce this omega-3 EPA DHA. So it has to be cold water. The trouble is they're doing a lot of farm raise with the salmon. So if you're going to eat salmon, it needs to be wild Alaskan caught salmon. Canada screwed their fish up with this GM, this genetically modified salmon, this giant salmon, but it's that a lot of people think it's not good for you. Look for wild Alaskan caught salmon. Very good. One of my favorite things is take a deal of wild Alaskan salmon, take spinach, pour olive oil all over it, pour some Bragg's vinegar all over it, and some mustard, and stir that up, eat part of it, and then put the rest in the refrigerator, and eat on that for a day or so. You'll really feel good with that. It's very good for the heart. The other thing is a lot of deficiency in minerals. Nearly everyone, at least 80% of the population, unless they know what to do, is deficient in magnesium. When you're deficient in magnesium, your blood vessels tighten up, really tighten up. And so you need to take magnesium. You can get a lot of fine magnesium. One I take is Mega Food Relax and Calm Magnesium. You want about 800 milligrams of magnesium, about one dose in the morning, one dose at night before you go to bed, maybe two doses at night before you go to bed. You'll sleep better, too. The other thing we're deficient in is potassium.
So Dr. Dan?
Emergency pack. Are we at 10 minutes?
We are at 15 minutes. So it's time to start preparing. Listen, everybody, Dr. Dan and Roger and I decided that we're missing some calls. The whole purpose of Dr. Dan's knowledge is to be able to answer your questions. So we want to make sure that we get your questions in. So we're going to stop a little bit early on the exposition part of this so that you can raise your hand and ask your questions. If there are no questions or there's only a couple, Dr. Dan will continue with this incredible topic. But hit star 5 on your phone if you've got a specific question. It'd be great if it's on blood pressure or the supplements Dr. Dan was just talking about. But listen, it can be on anything. Dr. Dan is here to give you insight.
Wait. I don't want to do a – I'm going to give a caveat. I'm not using this precious time to debate people that want to show me what they know. I'm doing this to help people. I can always debate them off the air. But so what I'm looking for is people that have serious health concerns about them or their spouse or someone close to them. So please ask your question. But I'd like it to be a health question so it'll be you get the most value out of this time.
Yes. As I said, it can be any question related to health questions you've got. And we're here to listen to Dr. Dan's expertise, not give our own opinions of things we do or other products. So with that, if you've got questions, please raise your hand. Dr. Dan will get them answered. And any leftover time, as we approach 30 minutes, we'll go back to more discussion. Dr. Dan, I see one hand from Jen in Fargo. Would you like to take that question?
Yes, I would, but somebody in my screen keeps flipping on and off, Dale, so you may have to go through the order.
I'm happy to do it. Let me unmute Jen. Jen, go ahead and ask Dr. Dan your question.
Hi, Dr. Dan. My question is in regards to my husband. He has, I guess you would technically say, kidney failure. It was caused by an injury, and his GFR currently is 9. Now, back in May, when we discovered this, it was less than 1. So it has gradually improved. He's not doing dialysis. He's on 2 blood pressure medications, but his blood pressure is still high, I guess about 140-ish. It was 141 last night over, it was 85 last night. It's usually right around 80 on the bottom. But in addition to that, he also has elevated parathyroid level approaching 300, but his calcium level in his blood is in the normal range. I know these are things all associated with the kidneys, he's had definite improvement. I think he was about a 7, approaching an 8 when we began the product, his GFR, and he's up to a 9. He's getting close to a 10, but not quite there yet. So I'm just wondering if you have any additional any extra support or guidance or anything.
Well, some of the things I just told you earlier was going to help him.
Yep.
The minerals that I mentioned. Oh. Now, potassium is a diuretic, and they probably already have him on a diuretic. So
well,
I don't want him.
Yep, he's on a potassium binder.
I don't want to add to that. I don't want to add to that because I could throw that off. I do want to add the magnesium. On top of that, I first want to know how much Restore is he taking?
He is taking 4 times a day, 3 milliliters, times a day. So,
well, that's good. I was going to tell him he needed to take 3 or 4 times a day, and so that's good.
Yes. So that is an issue with the supply because we go through it.
Well, that's true, but that seems to be solved by now.
Well, probably because I'm about out, so... Okay, yes, but go on. Yes.
Well, now the magnesium, I want him to take about 300 milligrams. Now, some magnesium is basically useless, like oxide, unless you're constipated. You don't want to take magnesium off. This, BIS, glycinate, is the most absorbable form. But there's others that are good, too. Citrate, just glycinate by itself without the BIS. In front of it, and malate relaxes the muscles. And then they have theanate that's really great for the brain. I mean, it actually builds neurons. But you can get these at good health food stores, or you can order them. You can go to Amazon and order good magnesium. But I'd like to see him probably getting close to 1,000 milligrams, but broken into about 3 times a day. Not 1,000 3 times a day, but 300 or 400 3 times a day. And that will help relax the blood vessels. And then I want him to increase omega-3. So either take like Carlson's or Noric Naturals. I think Noric Naturals is the best, but they're both real good. Omega-3 oil. And the ultimate are in the liquid form. You get a little bit more for your money in the liquid form. But you got to be careful when you open the lid of omega-3. If you don't get it, you take out what you want real quick and then put the lid on or oxidize it. And that's why they have it in a dark bottle. So capsules are good that way. Their ultimate omega-3 oil is a fantastic product. And you need about 1/3 of what you need of the regular one. You'd have to take 9 tablets to 3 of those. So he needs to be taking 2,000 or 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA, which is omega-3 oil. And the other thing he could be doing, maybe not taking that much, but eating salmon 3 times a week. And sardines, if he likes sardines, are very good for you. Sardines is actually better than omega-3, but I'm not a big sardine fan. Mackerel is pretty good, is very good too. But they usually, when they make these omega-3 oils, they like to use cod liver oil. And so a combination of those two would be very good. Now, the oils that are bad for him are soy, corn, safflower, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil, and I'll leave one out. I was doing 2 things at once. Soy and corn oil are the common cooking oils that are really bad for you. But so is peanut oil, cottonseed oil, the one that surprised me is sunflower oil and safflower oil. All those are very inflammatory. The good ones is olive oil, macadamia oil is fantastic cooking oil, coconut oil is just fine. The nut oils are very good. I would want to do 3 to 5 tablespoons of olive oil, good quality olive oil, like Bragg's and some of these higher quality olive oils. Use it on the salad, however he wants to do it, but at least 3 to 5 tablespoons, aiming for 5 a day. And that's very good for the lining of the blood vessels, along with omega-3 oil. And
that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Dan.
And
listen, we've got 2 more hands up here.
I was going to say, we can always
left.
Do nutritional counseling, and I can get in more depth with you. Okay, let's take the next ones, and I appreciate the call, the question.
Absolutely, Jen, that was fantastic. Charlene, I'm unmuting you. Did you have a question for Dr. Dan?
Yes, I do. Dr. Dan, my question is regarding the kidneys as well. My husband, he does do dialysis 3 times a week. But I heard you say potassium is a diuretic, and I want to know, he was taking Lasix, and the doctor mm-hmm. stopped it because it seemed like he was getting too dry. So he was making a little urine, but he doesn't make any now. Should I talk to the doctor about the Lasix? I'm kind of confused, because when you said potassium is a diuretic, that's what I was going to ask you. Should he be taking maybe a potassium tablet since we don't do the Lasix anymore? They do
talk
the
to
test
your doctor about that. I'm not going to override the doctor on that. Talk to him about it because does he have congestive heart failure?
No, just the high. He did have high blood pressure, but his blood pressure, he was on 3 pills, and he's only on 1 pill now because his pressure is normal. It's like 110, 108 over. So he's been taken off of those. And the last one is only on that because it has a heart component. They said something about congestive heart failure just before the pandemic because he went into emergency a couple of times with fluid in his lungs. But that turned out to be evidently the
How's his ankle? Is his ankle swelling?
No, he just, if he gets a little, they've got him restricted. If he goes a little over that, his foot will swell up a little bit. But for the most part, no, he's lost a lot of weight. He's small.
Well, here's the reason I ask. If the heart's weak, they'll limit how much fluid you can take in because the heart can't pump it back to process it. And a lot of times in the kidneys aren't washing it out. Normally, I would for most of you out there that are worried about your blood pressure, drink about 8 ounces of water, good pure clean water, 6 to 8 times a day, 10 times the better. I'll finish a gallon of water and drink some more water on top of that every day. I sip on it while I'm working on the computer and everything else. You want to drink a lot of water. That relaxes the blood vessels. But in his case, because his kidneys can't process it, I'm not so sure that would be a very good idea at all. And his doctor may be telling him to limit the amount of water. But it bothers me when he can't give him water because it's so important. Because when you're dehydrated, your blood vessels constrict and calcium builds up in the areas that it's constricting in. And so water relaxes the blood vessels and magnesium relaxes. I do want to see him take magnesium.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I do want to see him take magnesium.
Okay. And would it be the 300? You said 800.
300 twice, 2 to 3 times a day. And okay. I'm not any particular magnesium. I just happen to be using this one called Mega Food Relax and Calm. It's a pretty good one. There's a lot of good magnesiums out there. But the one you don't want is oxide unless you're constipated. It only works in the colon. It just brings water to the colon. And then, so I like to see him do that. Olive oil, as I said earlier, on top of the omega-3 oil or eating salmon will help the little tubulars within the kidneys. help lubricate that a little bit better and help relax that a little bit better. So I recommend eating good salad with a lot of olive oil on it, and or do what I do is fix a salmon, a nice piece of salmon on spinach with olive oil and Bragg's vinegar, and I like mustard on it too. And I'll eat half of that and eat the other half later in the day. And that would be very good for it. What?
Dan, we've got one question left in 3 minutes.
Okay. Charlene, I guess that's as far as I can go right now on that. I need to get to the other one, but maybe nutritional counseling, but it's a tough one on your because he may not be able to drink water. And that makes it really tough. But the oils will help him on top of what we're doing. And he's taking plenty of Restore, and that's great. That may turn it around in itself. Okay, we got Jonathan Craig. Jonathan, what's your
Craig or Craigie? Jonathan, how do we pronounce
that? Actually, Craig. Craig.
Craig. All right.
Average choice.
And today is me. It's my son's
overview of the account. Anyway,
I'd like to know any thoughts on people having.
Wait. Yeah. Something happened to your voice.
You're in and out. You're loud, and then you're far away.
Oh, is this better?
No.
That's far away.
Better than before. Are you moving your away from the speaker or something?
No. Is this better? Is this
better?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I've got a couple people who have insomnia. Do you have any thoughts for me for them?
It's funny what I was telling you about magnesium. It helps you sleep. There's good teas that I like to take at night. There's sleepy time tea. There's chamomile tea by itself. But there's also relaxed tea. Go to a good health food store and you'll see teas that help you sleep. So some warm tea at night before you go to bed. And then usually a melatonin, controversy on whether more melatonin is a bad thing. So they're saying like some say 3 milligrams. Then on top of that, you take it have things GABA, forms of GABA in there that help relax. There's a product I take called InvigorEst at restandrepair.com. I've taken it for years, and it's real good. And there's other companies I see are coming out very similar products. But GABA, theanine, which is in green tea, but if I drink too much green tea at late at night, I don't sleep well. And yet theanine is very relaxing. We have it in the Restore product. It helps produce alpha brain waves. So you got to avoid the caffeine if you're going to drink caffeine early in the day. And avoid the caffeine. With all that I know, it's best with it. But breathing exercises, doing a little yoga stretching. If you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com, and you'll see an alpha cycle there. If you look through and you click on that, listen to that, and that'll take you through a deep relaxation. It only takes 15 minutes. That it helped relax and prepare your mind better for sleep. Also, I use sometimes these sleep deals. There's a company called ENDEL or LE, and they have different programs, and one is for sleep. And I like to put that on before I go to bed. There's other companies that have it. There's Hypnosis Live. They have great programs, and I use those sometimes. Because at 73, I don't sleep like I did when I was 23. Where, you know, a freight train could drive through the bedroom when I'm 23 and I'd still be asleep. But not so much anymore. But now I'm doing all that. Also, please wear those eye blinders. A little light interfering with the eyes can make so you want a very dark bedroom. And you want it cool. You want some socks on the feet, but you want the sort of a coolness around the torso and the face, that everything else will be covered. There's a number of things. I'll do a whole program on sleep. We need to do that, Bill. Okay, folks, I think I've run over. Where are you at?
One question?
Yep. Okay. We are at the end of our call. Thank you.
Let her finish
you
one question. Yeah.
Can I finish one question? Okay.
Okay.
one of them was taking melatonin and cut back because he heard that, I guess, there were negative effects if you took too much. And I think that's when he really started having trouble sleeping. So thoughts for him on that, and I'll pass them on.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. One for a couple of years, melatonin is a great anti-cancer thing, and it's wonderful, and it works in every cell of your body. Next time someone comes, no, people are taking too much. So keep it to about 3 milligrams. Sometimes even a little less might work better. Keep it about 3 milligrams, but look at these other support things around it. GABA really helps, theanine, and then chamomile tea and sleepy time tea and some of these other things, ashwagandha. I take it at night. I take a capsule. We have it in our product. It's one of the reasons you guys say, boy, I feel so much better. But there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit more. It relaxes the nervous system. So ashwagandha is a fantastic product.
Okay. And
is there a better time to take it? Like, not too late, not too early? How long before?
The ashwagandha take after 7 o'clock at night or so, 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed. I take it sometimes in the day. But it could make you a little bit sleepy. But I really want to see him take magnesium as well. And look at magnesium threonate. That works in the brain. That helps relax it. And it helps rebuild neurons in the brain, too. Okay. I think that's as far as we can go today, folks. I really appreciate it. Let's see. We had how many people came in today? Almost 40. I enjoyed it. And if you have any questions during the week, write your question down so you might be prepared for it next week.
If you're a regular listener show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mital Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremital.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30-35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dell at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
Roy, so I'm very interested in hearing how you and Penny have been doing. Let's start with you.
Okay.
What were your health concerns?
Sciatica issue has been increasing. As a result of that, you pick up extra weight. Your activity is going down. And your whole quality of life changes when you're in pain. It does.
Do you have any other underlying conditions like blood sugar or blood pressure issues?
Well, the blood pressure, in 2016, I had a couple stents put in my heart because I had a heart attack.
Okay. So what changes have you noticed since you've been on Restore and Rejuvenate?
Well, I think one of the first notable things that my wife and I both noticed was the quality of sleep. We both sleep better. From the first night that we took the Restore, because she had issues during that time period, you know, we were doubling and tripling up on the recommended daily dosage.
Guarding you for the moment.
Okay.
What other issues did you, or things did you notice changed?
My energy level has picked up. I feel a little bit more focused. The pain from my sciatica seems to be dissipating. Pain has gotten better. My balance has gotten better. And I can walk unassisted around the house. I'm not walking with a cane all the time. And it's getting better.
You recently had a heart episode as well.
On the 10th of January of 2022, I started having discomfort in my chest. So I called my daughter, and we rushed off to the Kaiser. And after we had an EKG as well as the blood pressure check, I was escorted in the ambulance over to the new PG hospital. And within an hour, they were actually putting a new stent into my heart to make sure that the blood flow was proper and everything. And since that, again, I had, you know, when I started my wife on the product, I also started taking to the same degree that she was. Mm-hmm. And I think that possibly was my salvation, maybe even because I had taken it. I mean, I had a heart attack and a stent placed in on a Monday. Tuesday, I was taken off of the ICU list at the hospital, and Wednesday I was discharged from the hospital. I'm back. I had an exam this week, and my blood pressure was like 128 over 62, and my sugar level was only 110. So I'm going to stick with doing what I have to, but I let my doctors know that I was doing something nutraceutically to augment the medications, because I don't want to. I just don't have a desire to be medicated unnecessarily if I don't have to. Only other thing that I can report is when I did my exam the other day, I was 10 pounds lighter than I was on the, you know, 2 weeks ago when I first went in the hospital. So I've also lost the weight too. So that's, if that, again, I'll take that as a byproduct too, because I do want to shed all the excess weight as well.
Thank you for sharing that, Royal and Penny.
Okay.
Paula, are you there?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
How was it going before?
There was people here throughout the whole week. And usually I have to go and lay down and take a nap or something, and I did not do that. I was able to be up and around and moving and participating in family activities like I would have 5 years ago. I've been experiencing fatigue throughout this whole process since I was diagnosed with the cholangiocarcinoma carcinoma. And I usually have to go and take a nap and just tired and not able to do a lot of the daily functions that I enjoy doing, like cooking dinner and stuff. So I've only been using it a few days, but I did notice, like this weekend, we had family members over, and I was able to participate throughout the whole day without having to lay down and go take a nap and feeling exhausted throughout the day.
Okay. And your feet you were particularly concerned about?
Yeah, my feet are having neuropathy, chemo-induced neuropathy. In my feet, and I need to start using it twice a day. I've used it once a day after I shower and put it on my feet, and I have been on my feet a lot this weekend, more than I normally would. And usually I have to go sit down for a while and put my feet up and let them rest, but I didn't do that this weekend. I was moving around with everyone and able to, you know, like I was saying, participate in all the family activities and everything without my feet feeling like two bricks. I'm walking on two bricks and dragging two bricks around.
I know before when I mentioned about the blood pressure, what it was is the medication that they give me raises my blood pressure.
Okay.
So I had noticed that it was running higher. Mm. So I went back and looked. It was running higher before I started taking the Restore, and my numbers lowered into the 8 because they were, I was averaging in the 90, 93 or so. Before I had, before I was doing the treatments, I didn't have an issue with my blood. Now, when I started doing the Restore, my numbers came down into the 8.
Okay, what were both numbers before? Do you recall? What was the top number?
It'll be maybe somewhere like 147 over 95.
And lately it's what
like
over what?
To like 123 over 82. But I believe my health has been improving significantly.
Okay, well, sounds like we're going to need to keep that up. All right. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you for introducing me to the product.
Amos out in Indiana. Amos, you there?
Yeah, yeah. What I'm finding out, I can say a little bit. My blood pressure was like 135, 137. And about 10 minutes later, when I took two droppers of the Restore, I let it, you know, relax, and it goes down to like 125. 124. So it does take your blood pressure, you know, helping normalize that. Yeah, I think it's very, very, very wonderful. Yes.
All right, Amos.
Yes.
Your body can figure this out. You know, that's a message that you should get from all of these. And that's kind of how you should relate it to other folks. You know, the signaling that goes on and whatnot, the kind of functionality at the cellular level that's restored. Awesome stuff. Ruby Watford.
Good morning. I have a question for you or the doctors. I just suffered from 5 strokes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just got my Restore, and I started using that. And I noticed that my blood pressure, too, has gone down some. It's gone from 150-something down to, like, 120-something, 130-something over 80. So that's good news.
All right. Thank you, Ruby.
Ron, you've got yet another update.
Yes, I do, Roger. Hey, this is the kidney doctor, the one I've been worried about. Let's see. It all was from earlier, the stage 5, going to put you on dialysis. Today, the same thing as my last one. Well, I'll see you in 6 months. You still look healthier. And I said, well, I've been out for 3 hours shoveling beauty bark, heavy beauty bark on a garden. And so I'm actually in pretty good shape. And during the thing, he said, you're off all your medications? Well, yeah. I said, in concert with doctor, you know, approval. But he said, well, the only thing I found is your blood pressure is 90, like 97 over 65. That is of concern. And he felt, is there any swelling in your legs? No. And he said, I guess you just have come to that healthy, and I'm glad you're going to be with me in a 6-month visit. That was pretty awesome.
Ron, you were so healthy that coming from where you came from, he thought something might be wrong.
Yes, exactly.
All right, except you had been doing something right.
No, and I told him it's that More Mito Works product. And he said, I'm amazed that your family can't see the changes that I see in you, and you've lost weight, you look leaner, and that they aren't jumping on this product. And I said, it's a family thing. Just because one of them is a doctor, that means anything that I may do, it's not doctor-related. And he laughed, and he says, yep, I guess it's that way in my world, too.
All right. Thank you for sharing that, Ron.
Now, Monday, I'll have the final eye thing after it's 4 months of waiting, where I used to get the eye injections. So we'll see.
How high has your blood pressure been?
Yeah, it seemed like it was up in the 190s or something, just from memory.
Okay, that'll do it.
But one happy More Mito Works person right now.
Outstanding. Hey, thank you again for sharing that.
Okay.
Thank you, folks. I'll talk to you again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.